By a remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump is threatening not to sign a massive year-end bill passed by lawmakers that includes a $900 billion coronavirus aid package and $1.4 trillion in annual government funding. Trump complained in a video tweeted out Tuesday night that the bill didn't deliver enough aid to Americans. The bill provides for a $600 payment to most Americans. Trump said he is asking Congress to increase the direct payments to Americans to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. Following Trump's comment, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted that Democrats are ready to bring the increased payment proposal to the floor this week by unanimous consent. An aide said Pelosi would put the proposal forward Thursday for a vote. President-elect Joe Biden expressed empathy with struggling families and applauded Congress for passing the coronavirus aid bill, adding that it was a down payment on a broader relief bill he plans to introduce when he takes office next month. United States health officials are trying to allay fears about a mutant strain of the coronavirus that's spreading rapidly in the United Kingdom. Reports of the new virus prompted dozens of countries across the globe to shut down travel from the UK over the past 2 days. The fear of the variant comes as the United States faces a surge in new infections that is overwhelming some hospitals. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control said on Tuesday that the UK coronavirus variant had not yet been detected here in the United States. U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar told media network Fox News that the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines should be effective at preventing illnesses from the mutant strain. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at VOA News via remote. This is VOA News. Japan on Wednesday announced the suspension of the entry of non-Japanese citizens into the country from the United Kingdom from December 24th. Japan's top government spokesperson said the new border measures were due to the recent outbreak of the new variant of the coronavirus in Britain. No end date for new border measures was announced. Japan requested people refrain from short-term travels to the UK. All residents will have to quarantine for 14 days when returning to Japan. The leading U.S. infectious disease expert here in the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci, on Tuesday received the initial dose of the newest COVID-19 vaccine alongside other federal health leaders who helped oversee its development. Fauci received the vaccine developed by jointly the NIH and U.S. pharmaceutical company Moderna, which was just approved for emergency use last week. President-elect Biden says it will take months to roll back some of President Trump's actions on immigration, including restrictive asylum policies. Susan Rice, Biden's incoming domestic policy advisor, and Jake Sullivan, his pick for national security advisor, as well as Biden himself, warned that moving too quickly could create a new crisis at the border. President Trump on Tuesday pardoned 15 people, including Republican allies. Trump announced a pardon for George Papadopoulos, his 2016 campaign advisor, who conversations helped trigger the Russia investigation that shadowed Trump's presidency for nearly 2 years. Trump commuted the sentences of five others. In Hong Kong, pro-democracy activist and media tycoon Jimmy Lai applied for bail in the High Court Wednesday after his bail was denied at the Magistrate Court last Saturday. He has been charged under the city's national security law on suspicion of colluding with foreign forces. Lai is the most high-profile person out of more than two dozen charged under the sweeping law since it was imposed by Beijing in June. The Peruvian government approved the supreme decree that extends the state of national emergency for 31 calendar days because of the severity of the COVID-19 pandemic on the lives of Peruvians. Curfews and limitations on the amount of people allowed in shopping centers and arcades are part of that decree. The regulation also provides that the migration control will be strengthened in the country's border regions. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.